From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block.
I'm Robert Siegel, and here's what we know at this hour about the situation in Boston. Two people are dead and at least 68 injured after a pair of bombs exploded near the finish line of the Boston Marathon. It happened around 2:50 this afternoon. The explosions came 4 hours and 9 minutes into the marathon as runners were crossing the finish line. Many of the casualties appear to have been spectators. Many have arrived at hospitals with lower leg injuries. Boston Police Commissioner Ed Davis said there are no suspects in custody.
People should be calm, but they should understand that this is an ongoing event, and they should understand that we need all the information that we can get available to us.
Davis said there were many bags and parcels dropped by runners who fled the explosions and that police are investigating all of them.
Each one of those bags and parcels is being treated as a suspicious device at this point in time. We have multiple EOD teams that are checking each one of these bags. But at this point, we have not found another device.
Massachusetts Governor Deval Patrick urged people to stay out of the area.
We are asking that people stay out of crowds and calmly make their way home, or if they're visiting, back to their hotels.
And President Obama has been briefed on the events in Boston, and he is expected to address the nation shortly.